This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois General Assembly wrapped up its annual fall veto session this week in Springfield. Jack Tichner is host of Public Media's Illinois Lawmakers Program and is just back from the State House and joins us. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
The veto session's usually kind of a quiet affair at the Capitol, but this one was not.
Well, this one's notable, if for nothing else, the sheer number of veto overrides. Lawmakers override 18 of Governor Rauner's total vetoes, another 14 amendatory vetoes where he made technical changes to bills. It really wasn't a total surprise, though, because a lot of these bills had been passed with big majorities in the first place. But it was pretty clear from lawmakers I talked with that they didn't appreciate the governor going in and tinkering with a lot of things after they'd passed these things with strong bipartisan support in some cases. In our debriefing at the top of this week's program, Hannah Meisel, who covers Springfield for the Daily Line political newsletter, said lawmakers on both sides of the aisle had told her that they were sending Rauner kind of a signal that they were pretty much done with him on his way out the door.
Are there any of the overrides there that stand out?
Yeah. This week's override of the governor's changes to Senate Bill 2481 that raised the limit on awards from the Illinois Courts of Claims from $100,000 to $2 million. That was especially noteworthy because this is tied into the fatal Legionnaires' disease outbreak at the Quincy Veterans Home. House Majority Leader Barbara Flynn Curry told me on the show that $100,000 cap had been set decades ago and that lawmakers thought the amount was no longer adequate over the passage of time. Now, Governor Rauner had used his amendatory veto power to cap the maximum payout at $300,000. He was arguing that $300,000 was more reasonable and that $2 million rate was going to be a field day for trial lawyers. Emotions, of course, have been running high over the Quincy Veterans Home because of that Legionnaires outbreak. And in the end, the House followed the Senate this week and overrode that amendatory veto 71-36. Another bill this week that they also overrode was the governor's veto of a bill that sets a 90-day deadline for local law enforcement agencies to act on paperwork for immigrant victims of crime to apply for visas to stay in the United States. This is kind of a hot button issue, as you might imagine, for lawmakers because of the Trump administration's immigration policies. So not really much of a surprise that that one passed. The governor did post a win this week when the House failed to override that veto of his on the Tobacco 21 bill. That was a bill that would have set a minimum age of 21 to buy cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and vaping cigarette materials. Supporters said that bill would help prevent young people from getting addicted to nicotine and tobacco. Opponents, of course, said if 18-year-olds can vote and go to the military, they're old enough to make a choice on whether or not they're going to smoke or use tobacco.
You mentioned the message that lawmakers were hoping to send the governor. What was the overall mood at the State House?
Well, Democrats, of course, are thrilled. They picked up 7 House seats for a 74-44 supermajority there. They picked up another 3 seats in the Senate. That majority there, the supermajority there, is now 40-19 in favor of the Democrats. The Democrats are eager to get to work with Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker. They've got a long list of things that they want to work on, like the possibility of a progressive income tax later in that term, and legalizing recreational marijuana. Republicans, for their part, are pretty sober. They're taking stock of the new reality and trying to stay relevant. They're also seeing some room for bipartisan cooperation, though, especially when it comes to trying to pass a capital bill for the state.
You can watch Illinois Lawmakers tonight at 7:30 on WSIU Public Television and online at illinoislawmakers.org. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.